Get everybody to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please. Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
All right, we're gonna call the August meeting to order. I need a motion to approve the minutes from the July 10th board meeting.
Motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve the minutes from the July 17th public hearing.
Motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve the minutes from the August 1st special meeting.
Motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Motion to approve budget actual reports for the month of July.
Motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion to approve the payment of bills from the July 26th and August 14th abstracts.
Motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Peter?
Why you all must feel abandoned about myself here. Never mind.
It's all good.
That's all opposed.
It's all good. You know, people go on vacation. I don't think it's abandoned. It's holiday.
Well, I just have 3 points, and the first one deals with the vacant building ordinance that was passed, which was a very good intention in that. But apparently there's a loophole that if you get a building permit and keep renewing that building permit, it's a lot less than the $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000.
I don't think that's the loophole. Not from the violations that I got in my folder.
Well, I'm thinking of a burned out building on Main, for instance. They got a building permit.
They got a building permit, but they also just got a violation for not paying their second year.
Oh, so it isn't a loophole?
He's not seeing it as a loophole.
Oh, all right. Because there's another burned out building on Main under construction as well.
And I know for a fact that the two on Ellsworth have paid. I'm not sure about the yellow one. And I know he's violated Main Street and Eagle Street.
Okay, great. You're on top of it.
Yeah.
Second point, I've been reading the comprehensive plan of 2001. And it's noted there about Forest Lake that on page 17, the recommendation of the comprehensive plan is it should not be sold. So the question is has the lake been sold?
No.
No, so it's still owned by the village?
Absolutely.
All right. Then the third thing I'd like to bring up, as some of you know, Jason and I were in the Main Street program of Hudson Valley Pattern for Progress, in which we learned a lot of things. And so what I'm bringing up is an idea that is a transfer fee. Now the transfer fee would work in the following way, that when a residential property, which could be a two-family, three-family, four-family house, or a single-family house, is sold, the purchaser would pay a fee, and the fee would be determined by the median price of houses in the village that were sold the preceding year, the preceding 2 years, but it would be the median price. So say the median price of house sales last year in the village, just say, was $200,000. This person is then buying a house for $500,000. So the difference between the median and the purchase price would be what would be subject to the transfer fee, which would be 7%. So 7% of the difference there would be $300,000. That would be $21,000 that would come to the treasury of the village, which obviously needs money for a variety of purposes. And this is up and operating. It's local laws. Red Hook is the closest community that has this in effect. And it's a way that the village would be able to gain income from this transfer fee. And it wouldn't be that much work to figure out how many properties have sold, get the sale price, figure out the median price, and then that would be a local law here as it is elsewhere. So they're using 7%, and seems to me that's a very reasonable figure, and it would be good to, it could either pay off loans or it could be used to address the problem of housing affordability for what may come in here on some of these abandoned houses and empty lots and foreclosed properties and so forth. So I would like to suggest that to the board to think about. It's not unique. I mean, it's used elsewhere. So take a look, and I can send you the information for the local laws in Red Book and how it works there. It's a little bit different than what I'm suggesting, but it's still 7%. It's still median sale price.
All right, we'll talk about it at a workshop.
It's a great source of income.
Mr. Pano.
Yes. I'm taking this time to bring back an issue that I brought to the board last time, and that is the sign infraction at 22 Main Street. I won't go through the whole thing again because I already did that the last time. But I believe there is some confusion about my complaint, and I want to make it very clear what the complaint is. So the sign is covered by Philmont zoning code, specifically 160-14 under sign regulations, and that's the size of the sign. So the board seemed to indicate that they didn't have any power to do anything about this the last time, or there was a reluctance to do anything about it. So on my own, I went to the code enforcement officer to file a complaint. Perhaps there was some confusion at the beginning about whether the complaint had to do with sign content or Philmont zoning code regulations about signage. So because his first response to me was entirely the content of the sign. And he was, because of the First Amendment of the US Constitution, he cites the New York Civil Liberties Union, what's called political sign restrictions in the zoning code. And this is a quote, "The First Amendment prohibits municipalities from treating signs differently on the basis of their content." And that's correct. But in the case of the Philmont sign, it's turning the legal intent on its head. It's saying, oh, because of the content housed in this sign, we're giving it special permissions. And I believe this will not go very far in a court case. So I am pleading with the board to take a look at this again. Then I went to Kurt Basil to be sure that I was reading the zoning code correctly. And I have to say, between the two, the code enforcement officer and the head of the zoning board, I was basically stonewalled. One was saying, oh, I have to, you have to, I can't tell you anything because I need to hear from the code enforcement officer. Code enforcement officer says, oh, I already answered your question. And I said, you didn't. So I was completely stonewalled by these two people.
So I go.
Can I just finish?
Go ahead.
So, as a result of that, I want to make sure that somehow you understand that political signs are not exempt from zoning regulations. And I'll give you a very good example. In New York City, there is part of their zoning resolution under signage, you can't have signs on the tops of buildings. That's why when you drive into New York City, you don't see all these signs on the tops of buildings. It's against the zoning code. So there's many reasons for that. There's safety and health reasons. There's also a very strong economic reason. If you're purchasing a home for upwards of $100 million to face Central Park, you're not going to want to go out on your terrace and face a forest of billboards. It's an economic issue. And I assure you, if the legal system said political signs were exempt from the code, it would be this forest of billboards, political signs on the tops of buildings in New York City. So with this argument, I would like to request that you look at this issue again, and please let me know if you are willing to look at it again, and then if not, I will continue on my course.
Jason has already done some research on this, and he brought it back to us tonight, and he'll tell you what he found out.
We speak about this topic frequently, Tom. It's definitely on our agenda every time we meet. So I spoke with Kurt about it, and he is incorrect that it is his charge and the charge of that board to simply define what it says in that book. They have approved that definition of the sign as it stands. So what he told you was correct in a sense. Now, as of our meeting last week, they have approved that to be an adequate definition of signage laws and the zoning laws in the village.
I'm not quite sure I understand.
The board approved that definition. They hadn't done it when you spoke to him. Now they have approved that.
When you say that definition, can you please tell me what you...
What are the number you said to me earlier? What's the number in there?
Sorry. 160-14.
Yeah, that defines the signs in the village.
Yes.
Yeah, the size of those signs has now been is as it should be. They've approved it to be. That means this situation now gets kicked back towards the code enforcement and to the board. So you're in the right spot speaking to us. And what Kurt told you was correct. And Kurt,
So what I need to hear from you, though, is how it's progressing.
So now it's going to, with a phone call from me tomorrow to Lee, I will tell him to go out and police the village for any sign that doesn't meet that regulation. So it's not going to be just that sign. It's going to be all of them.
Absolutely.
So there, I think between Jason and I, we've come up with about 10 that are in the village.
And so all of them have to be litigated. We're going to have to go to court for all of those. So, if they fight it, if they're not guilty, they're taking court. And then that's simple as that. That's where we're going to get the First Amendment.
But the example I just gave you, I don't think they're going to get very far.
I understand what you're saying about the First Amendment, you know, dictating other laws. That makes sense.
Other people have signs. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right. But if they're trying to say it's a political sign,
nothing to do with that.
We're not saying that at all.
We're using square feet right now.
That could be Bible verses, baseball scores, some kind of sign.
It just can't be a commercial sign for a business. Yeah. Those are excluded, obviously, in the definition, along with other types of signs.
Yeah. Okay.
And presumably signs that did the proper steps and went through the review of the planning board and got approval won't be subject to that.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Because you can get a small business sign.
Yeah. I mean, businesses aren't...
It's excluded in the definition.
Yeah. So you're just talking about...
And that's
going to
be one of my things. I think they all ought to be gone.
Residential
except for businesses.
Yeah, awesome. Mm-hmm. It's time.
Awesome. Personally, I don't think any resident should have the sign, because why don't you just talk to your neighbor when you have the sign?
Did you go talk to him?
That's my personal opinion.
I'm with that.
Did you talk to him, Tom, the guy with the sign?
I spoke to two people who tried to speak with him, and it was difficult. I'm not saying this is easy.
It's not, and government works slow. It works slow because we have to do it right.
Yeah.
So I appreciate your patience, but it takes a while for all this stuff to happen. Everything I do is...
Thank you. Mr. Fitzsimmons.
Nothing new to report, just ongoing projects the board's aware about.
Jessica.
Tax bills were mailed out on the 31st. They are now overdue with a 6% penalty, which has been added to them. Currently, there's $30,644.54 with penalties included for outstanding 2023 taxes. Delinquent tax courtesy reminders were sent out. Certified letters for delinquent water sewer users will be mailed out tomorrow. Had a meeting with Bob Patterson about funds and his concerns with the water fund balance. Also compiled many reports for him for the year-end financial report. Lots of conference calls, emails, and conversation in regards to water tower. And also worked with the union attorney for the new hire, same conversations and stuff. Researched and located outstanding checks found in dirt bank wrecks from a couple years ago. Just been very busy, taxes, water bills, posting, and everything else. Record retention, and office will be closed September 4th for Labor Day.
Thank you. Library?
Toby's not here because she's doing a program right now. I just drove by her. You know, it's a plein air, I don't know what to say, plein air drawing group, which is great. But anyway, what a month at the library. 700 people approximately came in, 196 people attended programs last month in June, or July, that's got to be a record. And those programs include senior lunch and games, summer reading, family movies, and programs at the Clawford Town Park. Right now they're doing a botanical sketching with the Art School of Columbia County, which is awesome. We're doing a seed collecting hike. Cornell is coming to do native trees and shrubs. A community read is coming up next month. And as usual, Toby and her team are working on making the library even better through a variety of resources. That's it. Nice job, Toby.
Thank you. Doug?
Okay. Julie's Community Center report for July. The center's been checked under programs. The Scouts and the Crochet Group are using it. The Sierra Club used the center on July 29th. Jess Cropperall submitted a plan for a ceramics class. Requests were made last month for bicycle helmet donations, but there were no responses. August 3rd, she said there will be a program to build a birdhouse, and that did happen. That's it.
Thank you. Vern?
For the month of July, we had 7 calls for service. We had 1 arrest, 82 property checks, 19 B&T warnings. Just a couple calls in regards to a few things within the village, but business as usual outside of that, and then our meeting that we all had. So.
Perfect. Sally?
Okay. Good evening, everybody. So, quick off the top, first of all, the BOA meeting, the committee meeting, did not take place because I'm still in the middle of drafting the RFQ and request for qualifications, and so it was best not to take up everybody's time for that. The LWRP watershed is really progressing well. Labella, the planning company hired to do the watershed planning document, we've now into the second draft of task 9, which is the characterization of the watershed, and it now has August saw an additional 5 maps analysing water bodies and descriptions. We are now at 16 maps, and the initial draft will be available for public access mid-September. And we'll probably put that up, with, you know, make sure that Deborah gets that, and public comments can be received, and then Labella will be getting ready and preparing with the WAC committee for the first public event, which will probably happen out in the watershed, not in Thurmond. You know, somewhere like, I don't know yet, it's got to be discussed, but one of the 4 towns participating. And the historic district did really well. The State Historic Preservation Office came down to Philmont and had a meeting. So where are we right? And Jesse Ravage, the preservation historian, came down. And so they walked around the town, they're finalising the boundary of the district. And then I finally got the actual timeline of how the nomination goes through. So we had been originally told that it was one letter. It's not, it's three letters to the property owners. So I wrote these dates on. So basically what's going to happen is from September to November, the property owners in the historic district will receive three letters in this sequence advising them of the nomination and leading up to their opportunity to write in against the historic district. So the first letter will go out, and there's no dates yet. We literally only just had the meeting like 7 days ago, so they haven't actually attached proper, you know, dates to this. But the first letter, thinking probably some point in September. And that will go out, being sent by SHPO, and it will say to the property owners, this is what's in front, the historic district, it will contain the map, everything that basically a lot of people in the village have been seeing already for the last 2 years. And they'll announce that. And then they'll open the door to any property owner that, you know, wants to call them. There'll be somebody at the end of the line if they wanted to call and talk to the Office of Preservation. Then, maybe 3 weeks later, a second letter goes out, and this is where the village PB Inc. gets involved as well, and that goes out again from SHPO, and we have to write a letter that's also attached to it. So we'll be doing that in the BOA committee and do a draft for that and see how we're going to do that. And then that goes out to the property owners. And that letter is coming from SHPO announcing the public hearing. And Jesse Ravage, who's the preservation specialist, is asking SHPO that we do the public hearing in the village hall here the third week of November. So that's her on her schedule. So they're working out their dates and availability. And as soon as I have those dates, we'll be able to book the hall. So that second letter that goes out says, here it is, we're going to have a public hearing, and then it's going to have the inclusion of the letter from PB Inc. and the village. And then the third letter goes out announcing if everything's good and the public hearing, and they haven't had, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people writing in saying, no, they're not in support of it, they continue to go forward, and then they get the third letter announcing the anticipated date of submission of the nomination to the National Register to the Survey and National Register Unit for review. And then they push that through, and it gets on the calendar, and it looks like if everything works out, and all those dates work out, and there isn't opposition, and they feel it's a go, it'll get on the calendar in the first quarter of next year. So with that said, being given that outline, and really trying to think of the best possible way that, you know, to advertise the public hearing, so as many, so as nobody that can say, we didn't know, we didn't hear. So in talking again to the Heritage Group, which is made up of 15 volunteers, very active, and thinking that maybe it might be a good idea to have a pop-up tent on, you know, I mean, it's November, so weather permitting, right? Or that we do, like, I'm definitely open to suggestions, 1 or 2 hours for a week where people could come and talk and see the map and ask any questions and just try to be out there on Facebook and all the avenues possible. And maybe if it's, you know, the weather's not great, we might maybe do it for 2 hours in the hall every day with a sign outside. And if we do a pop-up tent, it can't be missed. We'll decorate it madly.
not quite sure where that would go, but I think it'd be really good if it could be near the office, you know, so that there's people going in and out. So basically, that's a work in progress. Any ideas, you know, definitely open to receiving that. But the process would be to get as many people in the village realizing that that public hearing was going to happen. And that's it.
Thank you. Tom?
Yeah, I think this will be pretty short. We, the Climate Smart Committee, committee decided not to have a meeting this in August, and then I took a bit of a break. But we did meet with Leggett to go over this building. It was at the end of July, and do you remember his name?
Greg.
That was Greg?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought it was somebody else. All right. Well,
Timmy's the father. He doesn't do estimates anymore.
All right. So then he said something. He got the information he needed, and he fully understood that we would probably need other sources of funding, and he said he uses an accounting firm that knows about the pass-along tax credit that the consultant gets, but then he reduces that from his fee. He was fully aware of that, and he said you might be able to get some more money from NYSEG, but until we get his proposal, we don't know what we're talking about. He said he would email it, but he also said he was going on vacation, so I have not heard from him yet. But I do have, I have his email, so I'll just shoot him a reminder that we're still waiting for it. So then that's, we'd hopefully kick this project off. Jacob Gardner of the New York Rural Water Association, this was to do the audit, the second audit of the treatment plant. He definitely told me he was going on vacation, so I haven't heard back from him. He did take David Seiger's phone. That's the best way to reach David, by phone?
No, best way to call the sewer plant itself, because David doesn't have that phone number anymore.
Oh, so the phone he gave out at the public hearing, phone number he gave out at the public hearing is no good. We had that public hearing up at the community.
Oh, then maybe it
That's the number 7640. That's the one.
Okay, that's the one I gave.
That's the sewer plant. Yeah, Sider doesn't have a village cell phone.
Yeah.
7640 is water treatment plant.
Yeah, 7640.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the number that he gave.
And that's the best way to reach.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, see what he's back on vacation, and we can get something started there. The greenhouse gas inventory, Jess and I still have a few more things to do to turn that information over to Cornell, who will take care of the rest of the process. Then we had a meeting on July 21st. For the Climate Adaptation and Resiliency Plan. So Jason was there, Elise was listened in, and Allison Hoppe. And that's just to get the kickoff of what agencies would be involved in which measures. Now I see that there is a lot of dredging going on. Is that Claverack doing that? When I say dredging, I mean digging out the
ditches.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Claverack doing that.
So we basically don't. Tolmont doesn't have a DPW then anymore, or.
Well, we do, but they do most of the digging.
Were they in Philmont? They were in Claverack, or they were in. Here?
No, I think they did the top of Summit Street.
Yeah.
All the other side of it.
Right.
Yeah, that was the Claverack.
Right in front of my house,
yeah.
They made a mess. But. So anyway, I'm bringing it up because we should probably discuss, since one of the issues for adaptation is going to be the frequency of downpours. So it may be helpful to set up specifications if they're going to be continuing doing this work to collect water and be concerned about runoff into the roads, that they, somebody there should be involved. Do we know, do you know who I should contact?
We don't have ditches, we have sewers, right?
No, they clean the ditches out, so when we do get a huge amount of water, it flows.
But over Summit, there's no more ditches, right? Once you get over Summit.
Once you get past Tom's house.
Oh, it's your last one? Okay.
You know, and I said they're putting rocks in. You know, it looks like they're following some kind of specification, but maybe we should have a contact with them for specifically for this plan. So you don't know who I should try to contact there?
I'd just as soon not make him mad. I mean, he's been doing this for a lot of years, and he's.
This, I don't think it would make it. It's not to say you're doing it wrong. That's not the purpose. Maybe there's some improvement. Maybe there's some less expensive way. Maybe.
Right now, it's not costing us anything.
Sorry?
Right now, it's not costing the village anything.
No.
We can't do any better than that.
I'll think about that before I approach that.
Have you looked at the zoning for Culverts?
The what?
Have you looked at the zoning for Culverts in the village?
It's Culverts are covered in the zoning code?
Yeah.
Right.
For property. But the village doesn't have to follow its own zoning rules. I will tell you that right now.
This is hopeless.
It is hopeless.
Right? It's hopeless. Well, can I just tell you that that in the LWRP, that there's an analysis, the first analysis of our zoning that's just been done, so which is why I know, because I have to review it and right. And so it's coming out at a good time, mm-hmm. Because it's important to recognize that, it may be time now, due to flooding and all of it, right, that zoning changes should take place. Mm-hmm. So it's on the table. I read it yesterday, which is why I know, so I don't think I'm that informed, right? So I just have to read it all and then go and check it out. Right. So it's coming up, and it's really important.
Yeah, so maybe some
really important piece.
So maybe someone from that committee should be on this as well.
Yes, why don't you communicate with me to see, or what we could do is provide, I don't want to overstress Rebella, because mm-hmm. they're right, but what we could do is send you the draft. I could send you the draft even now. You don't have to wait until.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they've got the analysis. They missed quite a bit. They're not going to have the full analysis there until 90% of it will be ready by September 9th. But there's enough there. I could forward you what I wrote back in reply on Vermont. This is missing.
Right, and that will help me then distinguish between what the zoning issue and what specifically
just
a measure. Yeah. Okay.
I think
that
we should have
help.
That too, right?
Well, that'd be great.
Right?
Yeah.
I think we have to do this.
See what,
so that we're keeping
yes.
ahead of each other,
mm-hmm.
together, mm-hmm. ahead of the process. Okay.
Okay. And then I did up a chart since we do want to submit for bronze certification in January. So I made up a chart in the last minutes, putting people's names next to which thing they'll be doing. So hopefully we can get this done this time around. And if my numbers are correct, we'll have at least 50 points over what you have to have. They always cut some out, so you have to have extra. But yeah, hopefully that's, we'll be on track for that. And I believe that's it.
Thanks. Robin?
So I know Jessica's on vacation and then Nicole was on vacation, but on August 1st, the village received the contract from the state for the comprehensive plan. So LaVerge will, I talked to Nicole today when she got back, and she said that, they are happy to, there's an opportunity to talked to the state to review the contract, so we'll do that with her. I didn't know whether anybody other than Deborah, I'm assuming, could come, whether you cared if anybody else should be included, just before I, and I'll be happy to set up that meeting. They would like it, and then there's a contract to sign. So I don't think you've really seen it, because it came with the thing, but it's long. But I don't know if you need an approval from the rest of the board to sign it. They would like it by the 31st, but we can tell them that it needs to be for the, after the next board meeting, or unless it's a...
It's a state grant contract, so it's not going to be anything we haven't seen before for those types of projects. So you do a motion authorizing the mayor to sign it pending, and I can take a quick review when you have a copy.
She's mostly concerned about the date that it's backdated to, so...
Well, I can sign it anytime, just as long as I get the approval from... I can sign it anytime after tonight, because I'm assuming we'll get the approval.
Okay, so that was just one piece of that. And the availability of the survey has been distributed and has gone out via the various media lists. The survey is available online. It can be printed out from the website. Printed copies are with NAMS and the library and the village office, especially if you get those. And so far we've got about 80 responses. And we've begun to review the maps for the village that we need and a draft of the vision statement, and we're anticipating having some draft goals for public review in a meeting later in the fall. So that's good to know your timing, so we don't like do that burden with the too many public meetings. And just noting that in support of the project in general, we express our support for the housing study grant the village applied for, and Deborah and myself will be attending the Patterns for Progress presentation on September 22nd. And our next meeting is September 18th.
Perfect. Let me know when that...
Yeah, so I'll do a meeting and then to make sure we're good, and then make
yes.
Sure.
All right, now it's my turn, I guess. It's been a pretty long month. I'm getting sick of the water tank. I'd like to thank Doug and Skip. They helped me out quite a bit this month with that water tank. There was a meeting or two that I couldn't be at that they picked up the slack for me. And I know Doug and I were on the phone with him a few times. He's been on the phone with Rob about it a few times. I've been on the phone with everybody about it a few times. We are making progress now. They're telling me it should be the week before Labor Day that it's done, that we can fill it. I'm not overly optimistic. I can only relay the information that I'm given. Other than that, the boys, they've been keeping the village clean. They're doing a hell of a job for a shorthanded as they are. Louis's been helping out a lot. Cliff is on the ball. He's handing out duties. We're down to just one man at the garage for another week. But he's really picking up the slack. I can't say enough good things about him. The thing that we're going to have to start looking for, and I have told them, is we're going to have to start looking for a leafer here pretty shortly. Which... there's nothing we can do about it. We don't have one. It doesn't run. So Cliff is looking into a new engine. Louie's looking into a new leafer. We have to have something by October, or else we're going to be picking them up in garbage bags. And there's a lot of leaves in Philmont. So other than that, they took all the samples for the water. Cliff handed out the bottles to all the residents. There's certain few amount of residents that he hands bottles out to periodically. You have to fill them up first thing in the morning. That's to check for the lead and the PFOAs or whatever the hell they check for. And everything came back fine. So everything down there is running well. Everything at the pumps are up and running still. Thank God. And hopefully by the next meeting, I can tell you that the tank is back online and our water restrictions are gone. But That's a wish. All right, Mr. Cropper.
All right. I've checked property several times. I'm happy to report that Forest Lake has been excellent all summer. No issues at all. Attended, we had some special meetings, public hearing on the block grant and so on, the workshop meeting. As Tom mentioned, we went through with Greg Leggett and showed him the entire building, basically, and to help get that moving. He also, later that day, disconnected that live wire from the side of the building, and we talked about down in Memorial Field, too. So he knows what to do. Had to answer some citizen concerns, and Vern helped me with some of that. And like you said, Brian, we had some extra meetings on the water tower project and contacts. I went up there a couple times, so things are happening. Brian and I had a meeting with the police last week, just kind of an update, no big, huge issues. And I volunteered to teach the birdhouse class along with, thank God, my daughter was helping and Julie was helping and Corey Mann came and volunteered his time because we had 20 people
show up.
Wow.
But it was busy, it was 24 people.
Like birdhouses. Did you have enough supplies?
Some families came with two children, and I had to have a couple of them agree to share.
Check on that.
Well, so that was good. And that's it.
Thanks. Chase?
Nothing to report. Typical business this month for me.
Skip?
Yeah, the Mike and I, and he's been talking to Jimmy. Supposedly Wednesday the sidewalks are supposed to start being replaced down on lower Church Street. We promised them people down there probably 3-4 years ago that we would fix the sidewalks, and we're going to do that section first. So they should be able to start Wednesday. The upper reservoir, I talked to the foreman up there, he came down to the garage because they got stuck. The state's making them do more on the work on the dam up there. If nobody knows it, our reservoir is fed by the Philmont Reservoir. There's two reservoirs. And the Beaver Dam up there broke. So the people from the state said they came down, looked at the extra water, and they weren't happy with the way the dam was repaired to start with. So I guess the Diaper King's going to spend some more money and make the dam better, which would be a good thing for the village.
Great.
I also attended a meeting with Doug. Answered a few complaints that were, again, attached to the signs. And Aruba was doing well. So that's all I have.
Thank you.
I'll be back there in November or October.
Fire company report?
For July, 10 calls for the month, nothing particularly of note, except for the fact that we did run a major multi-town drill on how to fight fires without our fire hydrants. It went very well. We had West Kent, Claverick, remember Doug? West Kent,
Churchtown.
Churchtown, thank you.
That was it.
Mellonville,
yeah. Can't forget that.
And yeah, so it went really well. So we're well prepared. And then also, as a side, we went and worked on the Schoolhouse Road dry hydrant that's new, to make sure we can pump out of that. So we're well prepared for a fire. Total fire calls for the year, 47, EMS is 56. We had our drills and we had our annual convention where 17 members march, which is a lot for Fremont. So that's it.
Thank you. Correspondence list is on the table and hard copies are in the office. Motions and resolutions.
Motion to enforce the water turnoff law and take action against delinquent water users.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to allow the mayor to sign a contract with Lane for emergency cleaning of the well.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to sign up for the LENS program.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to hire Christopher Lairway for the position of MEO at the pay rate of $20 an hour, $20.80 an hour.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to credit account 690 Hopewell Hutton LLC in the amount of $824.50 for the sewer portion only of the April invoice due to a water leak.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to apply the ARPA funds to the Village Water Fund Savings Account 2177 to increase the water fund balance and offset water charges.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to amend the motion previously made on August 1st for the change order for the water tank rehabilitation project to the amount of no more than $25,003.51.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to transfer the amount of $8,728 from water fund savings to water fund checking to pay bills related to water storage tank rehabilitation project.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion to renew the contract with Emergency Power Systems LLC for the preventative maintenance of the generators.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to accept with regret Daniel Davis's resignation effective immediately.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Motion to authorize the mayor to sign the state grant agreement regarding the comprehensive plan.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Unfinished new business?
Can I get us a few picnic tables for the parks? $24,000 in the parks account. We need one up at the reservoir park, and we need one. Oh, I think that's it, actually.
We did, back when I was in the Moose Lodge, we did 100 tables in there. And I have the framework with the legs and everything. I have two of them.
I'll take them.
If you want them, yes. Here for a sample, we can build our own.
Yeah, we don't have to buy it. All right, yeah. Cool. Yeah. It'll right. Be like probably $100 then. Yeah. Great. Is that all right, Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, well, you can get, he's got the thing to take them down to that DPW once this other kid gets here.
Oh, okay,
and
cool.
They can build them.
Easy peasy. Sounds good.
They built them in the past.
Yeah, that sounds good.
That's for selling at Town Park.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
Well, they built a couple of film on too, but somebody stole one out of the library.
Really?
Yeah.
At the library?
Yeah.
It's not there anymore?
No.
I just fixed that thing.
Well, somebody stole it.
Stole it?
It's heavy as hell.
They must have really wanted it.
And it's worth like $400.
Are you going to try to put the basketball hoop back up?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to? That I forgot. It's in my recycle bin.
No. I don't want to.
I think we can talk about what we can do with that area. Probably a comprehensive plan can cover that.
That's a good point.
Because I don't know what the village wants to do.
I'm not going to keep putting
pickleball court. We can figure it out. You guys can figure it out. But until then, I'll leave it off, if that's all right with
yes.
The board.
I just was wondering what was going on.
Yeah.
Well, if there's nothing else, take a moment of silence for... And over. You need a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Yeah, I need to call somebody about that, so I don't know.
About that?
I should have told you about that.
Did I come to that game? About the basketball. I know, it's next to her. I know, yeah, but she's right next to her. She don't care.
No.
She got to let me know when that meeting.
She wants to make sure she's doing anything with the park.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd like to be there, but.
Okay. All right. Do you want your attention first?
Thank you. Yeah, the broadcast.